AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. The changes have begun at Rangers with technical director Niels Coppin leaving and being replaced by Dan Purdy. Stephen Presley is the new Dundee head coach and Motherwell make a second summer signing despite not having a manager. I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me in the studio tonight is Hugh Keevans.
Comings and goings, Andrew, from Glasgow to Tayside, but the one coming in that hasn't occurred yet is a new manager for Rangers, and I wonder, given that Kevin Thelwell started his job today as sporting director, I wonder if the fans are looking at him and the club in general and thinking, come on now, 50 days until Rangers play a European tie. Lots of uncertainty within the squad. Who's going? Who's coming? New players? But no manager yet. So is there any doubt over Davide Ancelotti, or is it Russell Martin Rangers want, or is it Francesco Farioli? That's the one area of concern for the Rangers fans, who have been euphoric since Friday and the announcement that 49ers Enterprises now own Rangers.
No manager yet, and we had a real, real busy show on Friday. That's when the takeover was announced, it was completed. I imagine there'll still be many, many opinions still out there on that as well.
Well, you know, is there an uncertainty over who should be Rangers manager in the minds of those who now run Rangers? We know who they didn't want. They didn't want Barry Ferguson. They made that clear 24 hours after they played their last game. But I find it a little strange that there's talk of more negotiations, discussions, call it what you like, with Ancelotti, Russell Martin, and to what extent is Farioli in or out of these conversations?
0141-951-1025 on the phones. I'm sure there is a lot of opinions out there. Maybe it is that takeover that went through on Friday. Maybe you've still got some opinions on that. Maybe Rangers fans, it's the changes today. Niels Coppin will be leaving the club, replaced by Dan Purdy, who was the head of recruitment at Everton, of course worked at Everton with Kevin Thelwell, who started his job today. Quotes from Kevin Thelwell today saying that the manager decision will come in the coming days. Does that fill you with optimism? Are you itching, wanting this to go through as soon as possible and find out who the new manager is going to be? A couple of other pieces saw today. Mohamed Diamande being linked with a move to Everton. Jamie Vardy's name linked with Rangers as well. Maybe that's something you want to talk about. 0141-951-1025. Celtic fans pretty quiet at Celtic at the moment. Maybe you're quite happy with that, the way last season went, or maybe you're wanting things to start moving this summer. 0141-951-1025. And Stephen Presley, the new Dundee manager as well. I'm not sure it was one that many people saw coming, Hugh.
Well, two things. First of all, Andrew, it's 6 years since Stephen managed anyone, anywhere, and it's 15 years since Stephen last managed in Scotland. So I like Stephen a lot. Good guy, but it's a strange one for me.
Any thoughts on that? 0141-951-1025. Jordan McGee signing for Motherwell today as well. Still no manager in place at Fir Park. Motherwell fans, I wonder if you've got any thoughts on that. 0141-951-1025. Let's go straight to the phone, shall we? Stuart is a Rangers fan in Coatbridge. Stuart, what's standing out for you with everything that's going on at your club at the moment?
Well, I got a phone call a wee while ago for a certain person I can't mention, but he told me the Rangers manager on Wednesday will be Marco Rose.
Marco Rose, now, another name entering the frame.
Stuart, I do understand that you are respecting your sources and you are quite right not to divulge them. I don't care who your source is, he's wrong, because no one knows what Andrew Cavanagh is thinking. No one knows the talks that have taken place with Kevin Thelwell. And Marco Rose does not emerge from out of the shadows Monday evening and becomes Rangers manager on Wednesday. It does not happen.
By the way, I really hope this is a reverse of what happened on Friday when Stephen from Spring Boyg phoned in. And after he'd said to you a month ago, Hugh, the takeover will not happen, he had to phone in and apologise to you, essentially. You might have to phone Stuart and apologise if all of a sudden on Wednesday, Marco Rose is the new Rangers manager.
Oh,
you never know.
I'll do that. But I am going on years of journalistic experience of these matters. Everyone knows that talks have taken place with Davide Ancelotti, with Francesco Farioli, and with Russell Martin. No one emerges from the shadows.
The Farioli link just came out of nowhere, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
There had been no chat of Farioli whatsoever up until a few days ago, and then all of a sudden his name entered the frame. It's not out with the realms of possibility that there could be a manager in the frame that people haven't come up with.
But when Farioli's name entered the frame, it was because Rangers had spoken to him days earlier and also had apparently spoken to Farioli at the time of Michael Beale becoming Rangers manager in succession to Giovanni Van Bronckhorst. I just feel that 48 hours away, perhaps, Kevin Thelwell spoke about in the coming days, no one emerges all of a sudden and takes the job. The Rangers have had talks with Russell Martin and Ancelotti, and apparently more talks are scheduled to take place. Therefore, no one just comes out of the blue.
Stuart, is that a name that would excite you?
Yes, because he had got a good European behind him, a record behind him in the clubs he's been at. So it could be, I could be wrong, but it's just the person that took the phone me, it was the person that told me the takeover was happening and that as well. So you don't know, it could be, you never know, I might get a phone call off if you came in, I never know, but I'm sitting waiting for it.
Is your source based in California by any chance?
No, it's actually Spain.
Oh, he's in Spain?
Spain, yes.
He's on holiday then?
No, he works over there, he's got a business over there, and he's got friends in Germany.
Well, he's remarkably well informed.
I was going to say, if you keep on asking questions, Hugh, we might be able to narrow this down.
Remarkably well informed, given that he works in Spain, has friends in Germany, and the 49ers Enterprises are based in California.
Stuart, looking at the other contenders, Davide Ancelotti, Russell Martin, either of those take your fancy at all?
Maybe Ancelotti, but we don't know. He's never managed before, he's always been behind his dad all the time, so he might have a lot to give, but we don't know. It's the same as Beale. Beale was the same kind of thing with Beale when he was doing the background, then he came back to Rangers, so you don't know. But the German manager would be a good pick for Rangers as well, because you look at his background, all the teams he's been in, and his European, I could be wrong, but I hope I'm actually right, but it could be him.
Carlo Ancelotti Senior, Don Carlo, as people call him, there was a time when he hadn't managed anyone. And then, of course, he started. And once he started, he won everything. So the fact that Davide Ancelotti has not managed before, I think too much can be made of that. He's been with his dad. He has experience of the top level of European football and vast experience. So I think that bit about never having managed before is a bit of a red herring for me.
Because you can also have managers who have tons and tons of experience and then it turns out it doesn't work out very well. You can never fully tell.
No, of course.
Every managerial appointment is a risk.
But to address Stuart's core point, I do not think that Marco Rose all of a sudden appears on the horizon and within hours is appointed Rangers manager, when clearly the talks with Russell Martin and Ancelotti have been going on for quite some time now.
Stuart, were you hoping that there would have been an appointment by now?
Yes, but it's just in the way to see that these people know what they're doing, they'll get things right. And I do think once everything's all done and dusted and the Rangers got them running, and I think they'll build their team around Raskin. They'll keep Raskin. Whoever they're going to buy, I think they'll build around Raskin, because he's been playing outstanding now.
The weight for the manager can kind of be twisted both ways, Hugh. You can look at it and people can say, why are they taking so long? This is a mess. Or other people would say, well, they're maybe doing their due diligence and they're making sure that they're making the right decision. It could be one or the other, couldn't it?
It tells us a lot about 49ers Enterprises, because they don't panic. They will do it in their own good time. And they know how crucial this appointment is, because to an extent, everything stems from 49ers Enterprises because they're paying the cash. But the managerial appointment, or head coach, as he will undoubtedly be known, that is vital, because you picked the wrong guy and the brand new dawn is off to a false start.
Stuart, on your point about, you know, the new manager needing to build the team around Raskin, reports today that Mohamed Diamande is potentially a target for Everton. Is he a player you want to keep a hold of? Is he someone that you think is maybe one that could go out the door to make way for and funds for other players?
He could, but I would like to see him stay and give him a chance. I mean, you just don't know. Could possibly, but if they're going to get the right money, they're going to jump to it, aren't they?
If we know anything about 49ers Enterprises, it is that they play the transfer market in a very shrewd fashion. And Rangers' problem over the years has been the lack of a proper player trading model. They have acknowledged as much. But the way the 49ers have looked after Leeds United would tell you that if they have a major commodity on their hands, it's not out with the bounds of possibility that person could be sold to finance other signings.
Well, thank you to Stuart. Let's speak to Mark, who's a Rangers fan in Partick. Mark, how are you?
Not too bad. Looking forward to the new era at Glasgow Rangers.
Happy with the takeovers all done and gone through on Friday?
Aye, quite happy, yes.
What's next then on the agenda? Manager, I'm assuming.
Well, the manager, what I would like to speak to Hugh Keevans about, why keep Hugh Keevans a size 10? Because I'm not happy with his comments about Ancelotti. I mean, you remember 1986, Rangers had a full massive rebuild. David Murray came in, plus Graeme Souness was 34-year-old, no experience, and he won a league in his first season. He had, all right, he put English internationals up, but Ancelotti could bring good guys over from Spain with his contacts. And that, Rangers last won a league in 1977-78 before 1986. So how can you explain that one?
Well, I don't know if you're listening properly, but I made the point that the fact that Davide Ancelotti has not managed before in his own right was not a concern for me. I made the point that his father, Carlo, there was a time in his life when he had not managed before, but once he started in Italy, he then went on to be one of the best managers of all time. Therefore, I have agreed that Davide Ancelotti's lack of managerial experience is, for me, not a factor.
The second point is as well, do you think Duncan Ferguson will be the number two if Ancelotti gets the job, or Steve Davis?
Simply because, in Big Duncan's case, because of the Everton connection.
Worked at Everton at the same time as Davide Ancelotti and Carlo.
I know that Ancelotti Jr. is being advised to make sure there is a Scottish dimension, or in Stephen Davis's case, a Rangers dimension to what happens next.
Stephen Davis has publicly said in the last week or so that he would be keen to come back in some sort of coaching role.
First of all, we'll need to find out if Ancelotti gets the job. Might be Russell Martin we're talking about by Wednesday.
Might be Marco Rosa.
No, it won't. Or it might be Francesco Farioli. But yes, there'll be a Scottish dimension to it, I have no doubt. We don't know enough about Ancelotti Jr. He may have someone, fellow countryman, someone he's worked with in Italy, Germany, Spain. He may have someone in mind.
Mark, we do hear that quite a lot. If it is a foreign manager that comes in, or a manager that doesn't have a connection to the football club, that quite often people want someone in that does have that connection to the football club. Is that what you'd be looking for? You know, one of those names to come in alongside if it was to be Davide Ancelotti?
Well, we take Duncan Ferguson because I would obviously he's worked with Ancelotti Senior at Everton and he regards him highly. So I would go for Duncan Ferguson. I know Steve Davis is obviously working with Northern Ireland just now, but I would say Duncan Ferguson to two of them.
Well, I think, you know, with respect, I think it's a wildly premature conversation because, as I say, we don't know if Ancelotti's getting the job. More talks are taking place. Russell Martin has clearly not been discarded. For all we know, Farioli is still there among the contenders. So before we discuss Davide Ancelotti's number two, we need to be sure that Davide Ancelotti is number one.
I'll throw this one at you. On you go, Mark.
Did I just come back? And do you remember last month Marcus Rose was half hot favourite for the job? So that last call, I could actually be right. Could be Marcus Rose, because he's sort of out of job. He was hot favourite last month.
Yeah, when there's a managerial vacancy at a club as big as Rangers, somebody becomes the hot favourite to begin with, and then that somebody disappears out of the betting. That's just the way it goes. As I say, I've spent a long time in this programme trying to give a forthright opinion, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I will say so. But I do not believe that at this late stage in the game, the 11th hour, before the managerial choice is announced, I do not believe it is anyone other than Russell Martin, Davide Ancelotti or Francesco Farioli.
Just finally, Mark, there was a report in the Daily Mail to say that today saying that Rangers are among the clubs showing interest in Jamie Vardy. Is that something you'd have any interest in?
I think for what age is he, 38? I think he'd be wanting big wages. He could still get big wages doing clubs like Bournemouth and Burnley and teams like that. I mean, he could get big wages. I think Rangers will be kind of outpriced with obviously the wages a week.
I think Mark makes a salient point there that there'll be fortunes on offer to
Would people
Jamie
not
Vardy.
Have said that about Jermaine Defoe possibly at the time that he came up to Rangers?
Listen, even at the age of 38, Jamie Vardy would score goals for fun here. I don't know if the old knees could handle the artificial surfaces at Falkirk and at Livingston and at Kilmarnock. However, he would still score goals for fun up here. I'm not sure whether Rebecca will handle the Glasgow thing, though.
Thank you to Mark. 01419511025. Still plenty of time to get your calls in, whether it is more on Rangers, the managerial situation, the takeover, anything else. Celtic fans want to hear from you as well. It's a bit quiet going on at your club at the moment. Is there anything you want to see happening in the coming weeks? Is there anything that should be happening right now? Maybe you're a Dundee fan that's got some thoughts on the appointment of Stephen Presley as well. 01419511025. But let's play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Yeah, we were a bit too busy for this on Friday, Hugh, so your summer Beat the Pundit debut had to wait until today.
My ritual humiliation has still to come.
You never know. You might turn a new leaf in this summer league that we've got going. If you want to test yourself against Hugh Keevans, phone in now. 01419511025.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The voice of Scottish football. Call 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Hugh Keevans here with me, Andrew McLean, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Still a lot of time to get your calls in. Whether you're a Rangers fan and you're interested in the takeover or the new managerial situation, get your calls in. 01419511025. Celtic fans want to hear from you as well ahead of the transfer window. What do you want to see your club doing in the next few weeks and months? 01419511025. I would be interested to hear any Dundee fans' thoughts on Stephen Presley being appointed the manager, because if I say that it's not gone down too well on social media, it's maybe a bit of an understatement, but it's never the full picture. Maybe you've got an alternative view out there. 01419511025, the same number for anything else. But first of all, let's play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Yeah, Beat the Pundit is not going anywhere this summer. It did go somewhere on Friday, but it was a bit busy, so we've had to postpone it for a few days. But we are back. Hugh Keevans is in the hot seat, and it will be Tommy in Falkirk you are taking on. How are you, Tommy?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
All good, thanks. How do you fancy your chances?
A bit better than the last time. I played Andy Halliday the last time. He gave me a bit of a doing.
Andy is good though.
He's from a different league to me.
Did you phone in on a Monday when it was Andy and Roger?
That was
That's a rookie mistake, isn't it? Rookie mistake.
Or a man with a great deal of self-belief.
True. Maybe he's just learned his lesson and that's why he's phoned in tonight to take on you, Hugh.
Time will tell.
Yes, let's see. We will put some Greatest Hits radio in the ear of Hugh Keevans so he cannot hear us. And Tommy, you know the rules. You've played before, but 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. Remember, you can pass as well if you want to save yourself a bit of time. Is that all good?
Yep.
Let's do it. Which team won the Scottish Junior Cup final yesterday?
Johnston Borough.
Before Dundee, name the only other Scottish club Stephen Presley managed.
Falkirk.
Which player grabbed a double in the Champions League final on Saturday?
Oh, pass.
Who won Scottish League One title this season?
Arbroath.
Russell Martin was on loan at Rangers from which club in 2018?
Norwich City.
Okay, let's bring Hugh back in. Can you hear us loud and clear, Hugh Keevans?
Absolutely.
30 seconds on the clock. Let's go. Which team won the Scottish Junior Cup final yesterday?
Johnston Borough.
Before Dundee, named the only other Scottish club Stephen Presley managed?
Falkirk.
Which player grabbed a double in the Champions League final on Saturday?
Pass.
Who won the Scottish League One title this season?
Cove.
Russell Martin was on loan at Rangers from which club in 2018?
Ipswich.
Who do the Scotland women's team face tomorrow?
Liechtenstein.
Which current Celtic player connects Queen's Park, St Johnstone and Dundee United?
Oh, current Celtic player?
Yes. Gonna have to rush it.
Oh, pass.
Okay, how do you think that went, Tommy?
He's done me.
I don't know, it was pretty close, pretty close. We'll see how it went. Which team won the Scottish Junior Cup final yesterday? You both got it, Johnston Borough. Congratulations to Johnston Borough for that win. So it's 1-1. Before Dundee, named the only other Scottish club Stephen Presley managed, Falkirk is the correct answer. You both got it, 2-2. Clearly, Scottish football was the only specialist subject here, because which player grabbed a double in the Champions League final on Saturday? You both just discarded it straight away. You both just said pass. It was Desiree Duey. So it remained 2-2. Who won the Scottish League One title? Hugh, you said Cove. Tommy said Arbroath. Tommy gets it right. 3-2 to Tommy. Russell Martin was on loan at Rangers from which club in 2018? Hugh, you said Ipswich.
Yep.
Tommy went for another itch. He went for Norwich. And was correct. 4-2 to Tommy. Hugh got two more questions in, though. Who do the Scotland women's team face tomorrow? You said
Liechtenstein.
It's the Netherlands. It's the Nations League, League A. Come on. It's one of the top teams. So it's 4-2 still. And Hugh had another chance to try and get something back, but he passed it. Which current Celtic player connects Queen's Park, St Johnstone and Dundee United? It was Anthony Ralston, who was on loan at all three. So congratulations to you, Tommy. It's a victory for you. It's a first defeat of the Summer League to Hugh Keevans.
Well done, Tommy.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Much better than his last performance. Yes. There we go. Good stuff from Tommy. A signed ball will be on the way and we'll be back playing that same time tomorrow. Let's go back to the phones. John is a Celtic fan in Coatbridge. John, how are you?
Hi, guys. Hi, Andrew. Hi, Hugh.
Hello.
Hi. Hugh, it's mostly this point to you, mate, that the money we've got, the sell-on clause, it's another great bit of business for Celtic from Jeremy Frimpong. I think it'll be crazy for Celtic not to try and keep this money in Scotland and go and get Lennon Miller. I think it'd be a great signing for Celtic, and I think he would thrive under Brendan Rodgers. And do as well, I would like to thank, I'd like to congratulate Rangers being the feeder club to Leeds United. That's a good one for us.
Well, I'll concentrate on your first point. Lennon Miller, of course, would be a good signing for Celtic. He has been persistently linked with Celtic. Brendan Rodgers, I am sure, while he's enjoying his break, will be nevertheless staying in contact with Dermot Desmond, because in general terms, Celtic can't afford to ignore what's going on at Ibrox. Rangers have now got the kind of leadership that offers a brighter future than their recent past. So Celtic would be crazy not to pay due attention to this, and Lennon Miller, I have to imagine, will be part of that. But until such times as we get Brendan Rodgers back in Glasgow, we'll be in the dark.
If Lennon Miller was to join Celtic, John, what do you think his role would be? Celtic obviously have that midfield at the moment. Callum McGregor, Arnie Ingles, Rio Hatate, who are the starting three. You know, Paolo Bernardo, Luke McCowan. Where does Lennon Miller fit in all that for you?
Well, I think, I hope I'm wrong, but I think Hatate will go, because I think, I don't know if you agree with me, I think we missed his drive forward in the final against Aberdeen. I think that was one of the main key points in the final. We missed him with his drive, going, getting the ball and driving forward. But unfortunately, I think Hatate was as a player that will go. So I think Lennon Miller obviously still would be a lot to do to get into the team. But I think he would, I don't think he would play every game, but I think he would play a lot of games. I think, as I said, to me, Brendan Rodgers would bring him on. He would thrive under Brendan Rodgers. Hugh, can I ask you another question? Much money do you think Rangers will be able to spend in the summer? Apparently, it's $20 million, but is that just the takeover money, or is that to do with the whole thing? Obviously, you know better than me about the financial fair play, etc. and that. So much money, do you think?
So the takeover money is different from that $20 million, John. So the 51% stake that Andrew Kavanagh and the 49ers group and the whole consortium that they've put in is essentially 51% of the valuation of the football club. Valuation of football clubs are subjective. Yeah. It's not a figure that we are privy to. I've seen figures banded about that Rangers potentially valued at $150 million, which would mean that they would have paid somewhere in the region of $75 million.
Yeah.
That goes to the shareholders who owned 51% of the football club, different shareholders that own different percentages of that. The $20 million is the initial investment on top of that that would go into the football club across, you know, various aspects of it. The understanding is that the majority of that would go into the playing budget for this summer.
Of course. I don't think there's any doubt that, you know, John made his jocular point about Rangers feeder club for Leeds United, but he's also asking about money and how much Rangers have to spend. There's no doubt that the Celtic supporters are looking at this situation, and they've had Rangers on a stick for 15 years. They have amassed, what is it, 21 of the last 27 trophies in this country. So they have been dominant, and Rangers have been in chaos on and off the park for a long time. So I think John and other Celtic supporters are thinking, oh, really? Is this the turning point? Is this a watershed moment? Celtic will react. They have to react to what's happening at Rangers, but they will keep their cards very close to their chest while watching every move that Rangers make, including the transfer front and the money to spend. And Celtic, no matter the takeover at Rangers, Celtic have far more money than Rangers right now. And Frimpong, the kickback from Frimpong will add to that sum. But that is not to say that Rangers will not have more money in the future. So one is, as ever, watching the other closely.
Are you watching it closely, John?
No, because the way I look out at it, sorry, is without trying to be smart on that, the Rangers fans believed Craig White was a billionaire from Murrayfield, and you know how that went. You know what I mean?
Is the difference here not, John, that is the difference here not, John, that 49ers Enterprises have that back catalogue of the San Francisco 49ers and Leeds United, that they are completely different from maybe other kind of false dawns that Rangers have had in the past?
Oh, exactly. But as I said, that sometimes is even we call it it's the hope that kills them at times. So I've got not, don't be wrong. Obviously, Shu says, and you've said, obviously it's more. But Craig White has been proved to be an imposter, right? But these guys are in the club. But as Sue said there as well, we've still got, to me, we've still got about four times the money Rangers have got to spend. So we have.
Yeah, but
I'm not worried about it.
I think you have to be respectful here. Yes, Craig White turned out to be a disaster for Rangers. Administration, liquidation, the fourth tier of Scottish football. Yes, Charles Green was no better. They came, they went, and Rangers went nowhere in the process. But as Andrew has said, you're talking about an American organisation that has a proven track record of handling these matters carefully. They keep talking about thoughtful investment. In the statement, they spoke about providing the foundation for financial sustainability, and this is not some fly-by-night organisation. This is an organisation who have shown themselves to be extremely successful businessmen. Yes, there have been laughable failures in the past, but that is not to say that you dismiss 49ers Enterprises as having no chance at all because of Craig White many, many years ago. It doesn't, one does not add up with the other.
Well, thank you to John. Alec is a Celtic fan in Milton. Alec, what are you thinking tonight?
Oh, it's just laughable. Nobody knows what's going to happen. See, the thing is, they may get a new manager in place first. I mean, you and I know, well, obviously they know who the new manager is going to be. And to me, it's laughable to get a new manager, but the new manager has to try and pick his own players.
Well, you do wonder about that, Hugh. You know, Alex talking about the manager bringing in his own players, but Rangers have been quite pointed a couple of times in press releases and Kevin Thelwell's quotes today, where they have talked specifically about a head coach being appointed and not a manager being appointed. Yeah. And that can work differently at different clubs, but you do wonder whether the focus will be on, for other people, Dan Purdy, who is the new technical director at Rangers, people like that, and Kevin Thelwell. Maybe they'll be more involved in the identifying and the buying of players, and the head coach will be the one out on the pitch coaching, not concerning themselves as much with that.
If it's Russell Martin or Ancelotti or Farioli, they will all have been used to working with sporting directors, and they will all be comfortable with the title of head coach. We in Scotland cling to the old-fashioned ways and call them managers, but they're all quite comfortable being head coaches. I just go back to Alex's initial sentence where he said, it's laughable. You know, again, I go back to this point about being dismissive and disrespectful, because Rangers have had 15 years worth of what was laughable. It does not follow that an organisation like 49ers Enterprises can be immediately dismissed as laughable. And I'll go back as the old guy on the team. When Fergus McCann came here in 1994, he was laughed at. The Bunnet, they called him. Well, the Bunnet was a visionary, and the Bunnet created the football club that Celtic are today. So before anyone starts laughing, just wait and see how things work out.
Alec?
Well, that's my point. Now, I remember the days back then with Wee Fergus game. I was one of the runners took the families up, the Five Thunder Club, rent-free interest, if you like to call that. And you had Brian Dempsey come out and stood there like a clown, shooting the Rebels a win. But he never put his £1 million up.
Yeah, but I take you back to your word laughable. What is laughable for you?
So that Brian Dempsey, he came out and found me at Park Gate.
Yeah, but Brian, leave Brian out of this. Fergus McCann bought the club and put his money in and was successful. What is it that's laughable for you about what's taking place at Rangers?
Because I can't see them doing the same thing.
But just because you can't see it does not mean to say that it's impossible.
I don't know if you're going to understand that, but no danger. Are they going to put money into that?
Well, they are already putting money into it.
Aye, but if they sell it well back then, sell it well, right in trouble. They sell it well, if you would say what...
The point Alec was making to you, Hugh.
All I'm saying is, be respectful. Don't be dismissive. Don't assume that because Rangers have had one bad owner after another and not gone anywhere in particular over the last 15 years, don't dismiss an organisation as big as 49ers Enterprises and don't describe it all as laughable. Show some respect. And because I'm quite sure, in fact, I'm absolutely certain that at Celtic Park, Dermot Desmond, Michael Nicholson, Peter Lawwell, they will not be saying, it's laughable. We'll just ignore it.
Well, thank you to Alec, 0141 951 1025. Still time to get your calls in. Maybe you are a Rangers fan interested in the takeover managerial situation, or a Celtic fan for that matter. That's been the last couple of calls. Or Dundee fans, what do you make of that Stephen Presley appointment? Anything else on your mind? 0141 951 1025.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Still time to get your calls in on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Hugh Keevans with me, Andrew McLean. 0141 951 1025. Fraser is a Rangers fan in Carluke. Fraser, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi, how you doing? Thanks very much for taking my call. I just really wanted to... I've been listening to the last kind of couple of... obviously Celtic fans that have phoned in tonight. And Hugh Keevans is like absolutely spot on, hitting the nail on the head with, it is a complete lack of, like, kind of, I think there's a complete lack of knowledge about the thing, which is quite funny. People are giving their opinions and all that stuff, but I think it does come back to that lack of respect that the kind of, largely the Celtic kind of fan base that have phoned in tonight have had for the football club. And I just wanted to say that I think that given that we've had so much like bad history with kind of owners and even managers and even players, you know, in the last few years, and we've come through all that, and this new era is being kind of kicked off, and I think it has been kicked off by and large by Celtic fans with a huge disrespect for what is a massive football club. And you know, like, Rangers are a massive, massive football club. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been forgotten. And it's kind of been poo-pooed and kind of laughed at and stuff, you know.
See, Fraser, I cannot categorically promise you that Rangers will enter a golden era now.
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I understand that.
But I can say to the Celtic supporters, it's less than a fortnight since you utterly dismissed Aberdeen having a chance in the Scottish Cup final, and we had callers on here. One said he'd be disappointed if Celtic weren't 5 up by half time. Another one said it would be 7 or 8 nil to Celtic.
Yeah.
Just be respectful, you know. For me, Aberdeen,
it's not really what this city's about though, is it?
I do understand
Celtic and Rangers respecting each other. It's not been a deep history of that in the past.
But therefore, that's why people like me are entitled to say, hold on a minute, I do understand that's how the city works, but this is a high-flying American organisation who have taken Leeds United into England's Premier League, who have the money, the wherewithal to carry Rangers forward. Don't use words like laughable, because it's not laughable. It's a proper business concern, bringing their expertise into a big football club in a country where Rangers only need to dominate Celtic in order to win everything. And Celtic, as they have shown for many years now, only need to dominate Rangers to win everything. 21 of the last 27 trophies. Just let's all take a breath, stand back, and realise that in 49ers Enterprises, Rangers, now an American club playing in Scotland, Rangers have a bigger chance going forward than they have had in the last 15 years.
Fraser, is that the part that gives you the biggest optimism as a Rangers fan, because it is the involvement of 49ers Enterprises? If it was a case of, you know, Andrew Kavanagh had came in and, you know, there have board members that have been brought in as well, Mark Tabor, Andrew Clayton, Gene Schnoor, names that Rangers fans wouldn't know at all from any walk of life, really. Is it the involvement of 49ers Enterprises, the fact that they have a back catalogue and a track record at other sports organisations, Leeds United, San Francisco 49ers, is that the thing that gives you that clarity of thought that this could be really something to get excited about?
I think, to be honest, I think it has to be. You know, that the optimism, it's kind of the unknown as well, you know, like, but they are, you know, being the kind of organisation that they are, and knowing exactly what they've done for Leeds United in the last kind of couple of seasons and stuff, it's not as if they're unproven in terms of Scottish football and stuff, but they're not unproven on a global scale. They're a huge, huge organisation on a global scale. So, I mean, to think, to use words as laughable, I think is underestimating them, like, quite massively, actually.
I take Andrew's point that this is the way the city works. I've lived in the city long enough to know. But all I'm saying is, don't use words like laughable. Don't dismiss it all. Don't be disrespectful. Just think, oh, Rangers, we better be careful here, because Celtic will know they had better be careful. It doesn't take that much to shift the balance of power.
Thanks to Fraser. Let's speak to John, who's a Celtic fan in Lesmahago. John, what are you thinking tonight?
Hi, hello there, panel. First time caller. And
good to hear from you.
Eventually gets through. Enjoying the show. And I'm a Celtic man, always have been, and it's been very interesting listening to some of my fellow Celtic supporters calling in tonight. And, you know, they're a bit putting Rangers down before they're even up their perch. I think this is going to be fantastic for Scottish football. To be competitive again in the league, to have someone chasing you. Or it might be the other way about. We might be chasing Rangers. But this is the first thing in umpteen years that's a massive positive step for Rangers and their fans. And what I have noticed, although they've had their difficulties, their fans have stayed with them. And they are a Scottish institution. And they should be recognised as that. Now, they are the arch enemy of all Celtic supporters, but there should be some respect. When we had Fergus McCann come in, and he was the saviour of Celtic, and he wasn't quite recognised by some of our fans, which was very unfortunate, to say the least, especially when we unfurled the flag on the winning the league. So, you know, he's a different kettle of fish from the American outfit that are coming in. So Fergus was an individual and a brilliant mind, and he put all the departments in place. Out with what was going on in the park, that was extremely important, but so was the commercial side and the accounting side, and, you know, all the rules attached to, you know, shares, etc., etc. So we have him to thank. And now Rangers, after all these years of suffering, not through their own fault, not through the fans' fault, but was it mismanagement? Their own people in place, they were all Rangers-minded. But you don't get people like Fergus McCann coming along every week. There's no like 46 bus. You know, those are one-off. And these 49ers, they are professionals.
Yeah.
And they're not going to invest money in a club that they don't see it.
Well, I'm glad, John, you used the expression brilliant mind in association with Fergus McCann, because he was a visionary. And that's all I'm saying. Use your loaf, to use a colloquialism. Do you think an American organisation as big as 49ers Enterprises deserve to be dismissed as laughable? No, they don't. And as John has rightly said, it's great for our game. The level of competition between Celtic and Rangers will go up substantially.
Well, thank you to John. Thank you for all your calls tonight as well. Thank you for your tweets. And thank you if you just listened in at home as well. Thanks to Hugh Keevans. I'll be back tomorrow night from 6 until 7 with Gordon Dalziel. And it's Callum Gallagher that's up next.